Hello.
Hi, Michael. How are you doing today, man?
Who is this?
This is Evan from Local Splash giving you a call.
Hey.
Yes, sir. So they contacted me saying that you don't want to be billed tomorrow?
Yeah, we've went over this. I've spoken to like three different people. I wasn't supposed to be billed tomorrow because I said I was waiting for the website to be done.
Right, and it was my understanding when we spoke personally that you'd give us that opportunity to get things straightened out for you and that you would see the work that we did and you'd be fine with continuing on with us if we essentially met our mark and we're definitely doing everything we can and we've done a great deal of work for you. We've produced this website, we're finishing it up still and tidying it up as well as getting you approved for LSA. I mean, it's not like
Well,
we're
the only
doing
thing I
nothing for
have
you.
is what you guys produced was a way worse website than what I had. Yesterday, I gave you guys access to the website that I created, so I haven't seen anything on the website yet. Once the website's done, then maybe I think we'll move forward with you guys and try you out for the marketing stuff. But as of right now, we're not even ready for that because we need our website to be done.
Right. And we just got access, like you just said. So we're actively working on that. We're putting together things. We tried putting together the website for you, from scratch for us. And obviously that wasn't to your standard. So we took over your website. Now we have control of it and are going to accomplish everything to your liking. But in order to do that, Michael, we do have to be paid, at least to the 249 aspect. That way we can keep
Oh
on
no, that's what
extending
the
this deal.
500 was for. The people that sold me on this, they said you spend $500, you'll set up the Google. $400 of that was going to go to ads, and it would create our website. I still don't have a website. We haven't ran any ads, and that's what the $500 is for. I'm not putting
What's
any more
your
money into this until we're ready to actually run ads.
Yeah, so I personally sold you. That was me that sold you. And when we set you up, I was definitely clear. I even went back to the call recording because I wanted to make sure that I didn't mislead you or give you any bad expectations that from the start we made it clear, like we do with all of our clients, that it's going to be a brand new website that we created for you. And we did do that. It just wasn't to your liking. Which we understand it's your business, it's your website. So then in that turn, we took over the website with you, which was a strong exception we make. We hardly do that with anyone else. And now we have our hands on it and can essentially finish that job on the website. And then on the side of the actual advertisements with LSA, I've listed that as well, that that's about a 4-week process just to get you verified and put back onto there and get everything associated with that just for the actual association of that. And then the advertisements that would come from that are the Facebook ads. Now with that, we would run that for you. And I believe we already have those up and running for you, if I'm not mistaken, for
No,
the Facebook ads.
there's no ads running in there. Definitely should not be any ads running. We're
As
not
of the
ready for that.
19th of September, you've had Facebook ads running.
No one told me this, and we've also got zero leads from these ads. I had no idea. We should not have ads running right now. We don't even have a website up that portrays the company properly.
Just within our production notes, I do see as of the 19th, we have had Facebook ads. We have been utilizing that. And that was the one thing we would be running in that first month, along with getting the website created for you, as well as the actual Google LSA put together. We're doing
You
a
guys
lot.
are
We're really trying our
only
best to provide for you and meet you at every point that you can, with the website in between the LSA, which is something we just can't expedite. We're at Google. We're a Google partner, and even then with the expedition we have on there, it's still about a 4-week process. So really the second month is where everything gets solidified. The website's going to be absolutely done and produced for you. The LSA ads will then run accordance, and then the Facebook ads will run as well with that. Everything's going to essentially really take off in the second month. We'd at
All right,
least if we could.
this is bad. I need you guys to remove the ads immediately. I'm looking at the Facebook you guys just created right now. You guys posted a bunch of stock photos, which isn't okay in construction. And then there's also the Facebook's not even complete. there's zero followers, zero following, zero reviews. There's two posts, one with a bunch of stock photos and then our logo. I had no idea you guys already started the ads. I thought someone would call me to confirm and set everything up. This Facebook does not look like a real company. People are going to think this is a scam.
Okay. That's the first of us being notified of the Facebook side of things not being adequate. And in the sense of just getting that together, we can definitely get some of your own pictures and utilize those instead of stock photos for sure. These are all things that can be fixed, but we can't just do them for free is the point I'm trying to get to. We'd at the very least just need that 249 to continue on, really finish the job we started so you can actually see the results that you're looking for from that.
I know, we should stop everything in its entirety, which I told everybody every time I spoke to them until the website's done. And I wanted the Google up, but that's up, so that's good.
Mm-hmm. So we're slowly and surely getting everything together. Like you said, we just got access to the actual website itself. So it's not like something we can quickly just turn around and produce that. We are actively working on it, but we couldn't get that just done with care and the type of detail that you're looking for within the time frame that you've given us on that end of things. Because we did try initially putting out that website for you. We did hit that mark there, but it wasn't to what you felt was fit, which we definitely want to accommodate.
It wasn't what anyone thought was fit. I sent that website to like 10 different people, and they said, you paid for this? They were like, this is a broken website that doesn't even, they were like, everything's just all over the place. And then when asking customer service, I was like, does this look good to you? They're like, yeah, this looks great. And it's like, there was errors all over the website. Things were like the size of the entire, it was just disgusting. With that being said, yeah, I'm not expecting anyone to work for free right now. I need everyone to stop what they're doing immediately. And we wait until the website's done. And if you guys are going to run Facebook ads, we would have made a bunch of posts. We would do that. I could do that myself. I have our pictures and whatnot. You said you guys don't handle that. We would have definitely handled that. I didn't know you were wasting money on the ads, because now our money's getting wasted on ads on a Facebook that's like, it looks like a scam company or like a fake company, you know?
Well, what you paid was included. Yeah, the Facebook ads are included within an initial purchase. That was included within that $4.99. That's part of it. It's something that essentially helps you kind of get off the ground while we're getting everything verified and everything produced. But in all honesty and realistically, I mean, the turnaround time of us getting that website out to you, because it may seem disgusting, but we definitely put in some time and effort into it. I mean, I know you're technically sound. You have some skills, obviously, from producing a website like we're working on now. But we did as much as we could on that individual website we created from scratch from you. And now we have our hands on the actual website itself. But without payment, we wouldn't complete that website. The current one you just gave us access to, we wouldn't be able to do anything further without being paid.
All right. So
and as well as
$500 back then, and we'll just not work together. What do you want to do here?
Well, at this point, the amount of work we put into this, the hours we've had, as well as just putting everything together, we wouldn't be able to refund you at this point. We've put in a great deal of effort and work to you. Like I said, we'd like the opportunity to continue on and prove to you and show you what the results are and get you the results that you're looking for. But with that, we just can't do it for free.
You're not doing it for free. I spent $500 for you guys to finish the website, set up the Google account, and get ready for Facebook ads. No one told me that we were starting the Facebook ads for me to post. So far, you guys started the Facebook ads. You guys set up the Google, but the website's not there, and that's what the $500 was for.
Yeah, that was a partial amount of it, and we created a website for you. Was it to your fit? And then we made an exception, a very special exception. We don't do it with anyone else, that we took over your website and are going to add the features that you'd like for it. And like you said yourself, we just got access to it yesterday. So with that, we're working as fast as we can to get everything produced. But everything that you paid within that $4.99, everything has hit its mark to one point or another. Maybe not entirely to the satisfaction fit that you would like, but we're trying to get there with you. We really are. And we'd definitely like the opportunity to do so in this second month But that $4.99 was for the first month of service, was for us producing that initial website for you, was for putting those Facebook ads out for you, getting you back onto Google, essentially all the other directories as well that you may not see, like Yelp and Bing, Safari, what have you. We've done a great deal of work. It's just this reoccurring.
You guys set up a couple accounts and made an ad. It's not really a lot of work, and you guys made a really terrible website. Yeah.
I mean,
no.
It's just $249 to continue on with us. That's the only reoccurring payment. It's the only payment that'd be due tomorrow. And we can complete that website for you, touch up on the Facebook side of things and make sure we're not using stock photos for those advertisements. Take into consideration everything you've said on this call and really make sure it's crafted to you specially. And the only thing to do that would be the $249 that's due tomorrow.
So all I kept saying to everyone was, don't charge me on the 8th. Everyone kept saying, okay. I said, I want to see that the website's done before we move forward with the company. Everyone said, okay. Now the 8th comes along and everything we said was disregarded. It's like, whatever we say to this company, it doesn't matter. And this all would have been avoided if you guys just worked off my website in the beginning. But you didn't. And you guys created broken websites and said, do you want me to send you screenshots of what you sent me for you to say that it was adequate?
Yeah, if you'd like to send us just some screenshots of what was held and like what you feel like just wasn't fit for you, we could definitely take that into consideration and look at it.
But I'm not spending any more money with this company until I see that you guys could at least create a website or finish my website, which was discussed before getting charged again. And everyone said, yeah. We'll definitely make sure the website gets done, then we'll review how everything is and continue services. And I was like, all right, cool. That was our deal. You create a website, and then we'll move forward with you guys. But now you're saying, oh, no, a month's up, and we're not moving forward with anything unless you give us more money. That's not happening.
When I spoke with you last, it was essentially saying we're going to take care of your website, do it specifically for you, and if we have the opportunity to do that for you, like to continue on to do that. It wasn't something that we gave a timeline. I don't believe myself. I don't know if anyone on the other side said an actual timeline.
Well, I didn't I didn't say anyone put a timeline on anything. I said we're not spending any more money or continuing with your services until the website's done because I don't want to do anything else, ads or anything, until the company's fully set up. And three people, including you, said, yeah, we could wait until the website's done. These are recorded calls. If you need to go and listen to our calls, you can. But, I was very adamant on I'm not spending any more money with you guys or starting anything or anyone doing any work until the website's done. I said the company needs to look good enough to do that. You guys are literally throwing money at nothing right now by doing Facebook ads, hence why we have zero leads from it.
Okay. So with that, I mean, would you at least give us 2 weeks before we get payment processed on the $249? Would you allow us to process that payment, on the 22nd, if we could get everything accomplished within the website side of things?
Yeah, of course. Once we start the services, well, as far as continue, I was under the impression that everything was on pause until the company set up. We got the Google. Awesome. Now we have a chance to make it look professional, get reviews, especially if we have 2 weeks to do that. We get a lot of reviews from our past clients in 2 weeks. That's awesome. But we definitely need the website done and us to do posts on Facebook and Instagram and get our social media straight, which I didn't know was already set up. So that's good to know. I just looked it up. So I need to get it linked to the ads manager. Once the website's done, to at least somebody's satisfaction. I understand I'm very nitpicky, so I don't expect anything to be perfect, but as long as I send it to people that don't know what they're talking about and they're like, yeah, this looks like a website I would buy from somebody or hire a contractor from, then yeah, that's a good enough test for me. If the average person says, yeah, this looks like a real company, then we can start ads in your services. And I don't think I'm being unreasonable there either.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I mean, we definitely did what we thought was adequate with that site. I know I spoke personally with the head of our development and with our site side of things, and we thought we put out something there that had some adequacy to it. And when we heard from you, we immediately tried to accommodate it and take over the website that you created personally, because obviously you felt stronger about that. But in full transparency, I just reached out to my supervisor to see if I could give you those 2 weeks for free. And simply because of the amount of work we've provided for you, we would not be able to do so. We'd love to keep you on board and really finish the job we've started with you. We've put in a lot of work personally on our side of things. I know you feel like there hasn't been a great deal, but there's been tons of man hours put into this alone. And we'd really like to see it all the way through. We'd love to have the opportunity for you to see it yourself and see the results and what you've paid for. But in order to do so, we would need to collect payment of $249 tomorrow. Otherwise, we'd cease all work. We'd stop everything.
I mean, yeah, you could cease all work. Then I'm going to call my credit card company and get that $500 back. But here's the screenshot. Here's screenshots of the pictures I sent you. I just texted Local Splash the number, so hopefully you received that. This is the website you thought was adequate and okay by saying finished product.
Sure, I'll take a look at those.
There is nothing okay about this.
Would you mind sending those over to us via email? I could send you an email to send it directly to.
Just spell out the email.
Yeah, it'll be E as in Echo, D as in Delta, I as in Iris, A as in Alpha, Z as in Zulu.
At okay, local I got it. It came up immediately. All right, I just sent them to you, so you could obviously see. And then look at the website I have now. And this is like the third or fourth rendition you guys made of the website. So it was much, much, much worse before this. And then you guys wound up copying my website entirely, which is just copying the code or whatever, because you guys did it to exact replica, which I like that you guys know how to do that. I know how to do that. Yeah, then when you guys worked off of it before, they made it worse again. So again, this isn't like a standard thing. This is, you know, like, let alone reaching the bare minimum. Like, I understand I'm a picky person, but what was sent was just unacceptable.
Gotcha. Just on the, I see here all this is mobile view. So the mobiles of it specifically was what's not adequate for you at that point.
I didn't even check the desktop.
Okay.
Oh, wait, no, yeah, I did. It looked almost the same on desktop. It was all, like, everything was all over the place and not. And they were like, this is a finished product. And then I asked your customer support. I was like, can you look at the website really quick? I want your professional opinion. Or not customer, whoever I was speaking to. I was like, what do you think of this website? They're like, oh, it looks very nice. So now that just means I can't trust your guys' judgment from who I was speaking to. So now that I'm speaking to somebody from America, when you see that screenshot, that looks messed up, doesn't it?
For the mobile side of things, it doesn't look, obviously it's something that needs to be worked on, and that's what we're actively doing for you. I mean, you said it yourself, you just gave us access to it. And
this is from when you guys were building the website.
Right, right. So we're on a whole different stage of it now where we're working on your specific website.
But I need you to acknowledge, like, what I was saying. We're not talking about that right now. And I'm not trying to be rude. I'm talking about, like, what was delivered to me. You wouldn't release that for your company, would you? And I want pure honesty. Would you release that website?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, it's a work in progress. It's something that needs to be worked on, and that's something we'd be doing.
And again,
you're not
acknowledging. They said that was a finished product, and then they also said this website looks good.
Yeah, at this point, we're beyond that, though. We've already accepted that it's not adequate by your standards, and we continue on.
No, by anybody's standards, is that okay to your standards?
With me, it's, in all honesty, the likelihood and what you think's right about a website, it's all subjective. I personally think it's still professional. It still has a sleek look to it. With everything that comes in with that, we've already accepted that you don't like the website, and we're taking that
into full consideration. You think that's okay with the letters being overlapped by pictures, things spelled wrong, or like how it says frequently, and then the Y is below? That's okay to you?
Yeah, but as you know, as a technical person, you know those are very easy minor fixes to fix on a mobile site. And there's different views for everything. There's tablet, there's desktop, and then there's mobile. When you shrink it down to that view, certain things get displaced on the CSS. And the display of itself just needs to essentially be redone to fit the mobile version. And then just the configuration of your actual phone itself, that might be the issue in itself. Sometimes when there's
the desktop was also messed up.
Okay. Do you have any screenshots of that as well?
Not on my phone, but here, I just emailed you another screenshot of what my current website looks like for where that is. Now, if you look at that, you'll see why I'm extremely upset and not comfortable moving forward with you guys until you show me that you can build a website.
Just waiting for those to come through. One moment.
Just one screenshot from the same image on the same part of the website.
Okay, that's the current website here.
Yeah, that's what I did. And then what you see before is what you guys did. So you guys royally, royally messed that up because it's just the icon and then a couple words on top of it, which are way too big, and the desktop was also really messed up. None of it looked good. And my partner's calling me there. He's like, what the hell? What's going on? So I spoke to you guys, and I said, I am comfortable hiring you guys and paying you guys once the website is completed and it's not a broken, terrible website. Now I'm showing you proof that what you sent me isn't a subjective matter. What you guys sent me was not a completed website, a good website. It is objectively not functional nor designed well by any means.
And that's something we've addressed and we're going to fix for you. We'd love to continue on this partnership and show you the results that you're looking for. And we would need just the accommodation of $249 for the next month's service to go ahead and take care of all of that, as well as everything else within the Facebook side of things, officiating you for LSA as well. I mean, this is really just the beginning. Our full first month is essentially figuring out things just like this, really getting out the tweaks, really figuring out what the issues are specifically so we can resolve them and then essentially just have the marketing to back it up from there and get you consistent work from there.
Yeah, the only thing you showed me is you guys have no idea what you're doing. And like I said, if you guys don't finish the website, I'll just call my credit card company and get the $500 back. So it's either you could charge me $250 and finish the website, or you could not do it at all and then lose the $500 I already gave you. Because if I send them, I've been through this before. If I contact the company, they're going to give me my money back because I didn't get what was promised, objectively.
Yeah, and we're doing everything we can. We're doing exactly what you've requested of us at this point. We're accommodating every feat that you're asking for, and it's gotten to the eighth where we've definitely done things for you. You can see it yourself with the Google, the Facebook. It might not be up to your standards, but we've still done actual
work. What do you mean up to
that.
My standards? You're using that terminology again, like this is subjective. You guys posted stock photos, which we said is very, very, very not okay from the beginning for a construction company because it's illegal. What you guys did, you can't post stock photos and claim that to be your work in construction. It's very legal. So that actually needs to be deleted immediately. I'm not even on the Facebook as an admin. I'm trying to accept it, but it won't let me to delete it, but I can't. So
we haven't done anything
that
illegal. Those photos aren't just like public images. Yeah, those are unique images for you. In the sense if they're like Getty images or just taken off of the internet, but those specifically are not any of those sorts. Those are specific to you, and we're just working with what we could to try to drive some type of traffic to you at the time being while getting all this set up for you. But we definitely didn't do anything illegal or put you into any pitfall like that. we make sure to steer clear of that.
I'm looking it up right now, if it's illegal.
It's specific on the images. People trademark their own images, and if it's someone else's that has those trademarks that they don't own, then it is illegal. But in this case, we do own those trademarks. We do own those images.
That's actually, I just looked it up. New York General Business Law 349-350 makes it illegal to engage in false advertising or deceptive acts of commerce. If you post a photo of work your company didn't do and present at your own, that's misrepresentation. Penalties can include fines, civil lawsuits from customers, and action from a New York State Attorney General. You are not allowed to post photos and claim, says you're not allowed to post photos of work you did not do because it is considered fraud breach.
Yeah, it's specific to you as a company, not the marketing company that's actually providing for you. It would be like if you personally were doing all of your marketing in-house and that was all centrally located within your state, but we're not subjected to the laws or confines of New York because we're LA-based. So within California rules and just federally, we're fine on that aspect. We're not putting you into any type of jeopardy legally by that means.
Here, I'm looking that up now. I'm seeing what the marketing company did. It says if a marketing company posts photos of your jobs you didn't do on your company's social media under your name, you're still legally responsible. I'm looking at the law. This falls under GLB 350, civil penalties. Up to $5,000 per violation, actually. Licensing boards can suspend or revoke your contractor's license for deceptive practices. Civil lawsuits, customer could sue for fraud or misrepresentation relied on these photos to hire you. Marketing company's role, you could potentially sue or hold the marketing company liable for negligence or breach of contract if they posted false content. If that doesn't protect you from state regulators or any angry clients, they'll come after your company first. So yeah, so you just lied to me or made things up. Again, I'm not trying to be rude, but I'm literally looking at the law right here, which cannot be disputed because it's the law. I'm citing the law. And I told you, me and Danny both told you guys it is very, very important that there's no stock photos. And you guys also said you posting photos is not something you guys do. You said you will request our work and then post that. And we said, yes, that's very important. And here we are, and they're arguing with me saying that it's not illegal when it is, when I'm looking up the laws. So do you see how all this is a very bad look?
Yeah, I definitely get that. And it certainly seems like you have your perspective on this. You've made up your mind on essentially every aspect of how this should go and where everything should be. And I'll go ahead and
speak. You're speaking as if I'm being subjective. This is fact.
Yeah.
Again,
I'll speak on behalf of Local Splash. We'll go ahead and cancel your membership with us and just our partnership. I really wish we could have had the opportunity to really finish the job with it. Like I said, it may not seem to you, but we've put in a lot of work in this, and obviously it just isn't a good partnership. So, Michael, I apologize we didn't meet your standards, but we're going to go ahead and continue on. Thank you, and I wish the best to you.